Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Last night's Republican presidential debate went on without frontrunner Donald Trump, and it went on with everyone talking over each other.
That is what makes America great. And that is why we will end it once we win this election.
I have to jump in here. I'm sorry. There's one person on this.
This is infuriating.
House Republicans holding the first public hearing in their impeachment investigation of President Biden today. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky claims to have evidence that Biden abused his public office as vice president and president for his family's financial gain. The hearing started today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The American soldier released from North Korea this week arrived in Texas overnight. U.S. authorities took custody of 23-year-old Travis King yesterday at the China-Korea border. The Army private reportedly was facing military discipline when he crossed the border between North and South Korea in July while on a bus tour of the demilitarized zone. Early Wednesday, North Korea abruptly announced its plans to expel King. Weekly jobless claims are up a bit. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 23rd came in at 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous week's total. A groundbreaking marijuana bill advancing in the Senate. The Senate Banking Committee yesterday approved the Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation Banking Act, which would allow legal marijuana businesses to use banks and financial institutions. That bill now moves to the Senate floor for full consideration. This is USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The Powerball jackpot inching closer to $1 billion after no one won last night. Saturday night's drawing will now be worth at least $925 million. That would mean a lump sum payment of just over $432 million. The final supermoon of the year will illuminate the sky this Friday. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the harvest supermoon will reach its peak just before 6 a.m. on the East Coast. A supermoon happens when the moon's orbit is closest to the Earth at the same time that the moon is full.
Welcome, welcome to another year at Hogwarts.
Veteran actor Michael Gambon, who was known to many for his portrayal of Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore in six of the eight Harry Potter films, has died, according to his publicist. He was 82. A statement by his family said he died following a bout of pneumonia. Taiwanese billionaire Pierre Chen auctioning off 25,000 bottles of wine from his vast collection, with some of the rarest ones expected to fetch as much as $190,000 each. It is the largest and most expensive wine collection ever to be offered at auction. They say there is currently more wine in his cellars than any one individual could ever hope to drink in a lifetime. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're going to have Steve Bonta from New American Magazine joining us in just a few minutes. For more information on the show, by the way, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Last night, the one candidate there on stage that answered most of the questions, it was interesting, was Doug Burgum. But I guess that wasn't what you're supposed to do, because if you answer the question, then you get ignored and they set you aside. I mean, they all been several times and said, oh, shut up. You know, kind of doing, really? Come on. He's the only one answering the questions and had a great handle on it, especially the question about the UAW strike. What's behind it? What's it all about? Well, he laid it out quite clearly what it's all about. It's all about EVs, because you're going to lose over half of the workforce because it takes less people to, believe it or not, to put together an EV, and with automation and robotics and all that kind of stuff. So here's Joe Biden. He's the union guy, right? Telling union workers that hey, you're going to be out of a job, but you're going to like it. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Here he is, the single-handed job killer in the recent era, Joe Biden. And the thing is that's so amazing is the union still continues to support this guy. Wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. It's the same thing, when you consider that, black Americans continue to vote Democrats. And it's like, well, don't you realize what they've done? I mean, they're like killing your babies, right? They have been... this is the party behind slavery, that thing that the original sin, right? That you think that most black Americans would agree with. And it's the Democrats who've led the charge. They're the ones that gave you the KKK. But no, let's go ahead and vote for them. I mean, that's how insane this is. Same thing. It's like, the Democrats have a way of, gaslighting people, gaslighting the voters, and buying their vote in such a way that causes them to be delusional, that it's almost like the Men in Black, right? That they've got that special pen, that they flash that special pen right in front of voters that causes them to forget all the pain that the Democratic Party has rendered upon them, their children, their families. And it was brought up quite clearly with the history of the Democratic Party, and particularly with what happened in the mid-60s with the war on poverty, what they did in disassembling the black family. Specifically, I mean, fatherlessness, just spiraled, particularly in the black in the black community, somewhat in the Hispanic community, but the Hispanic community by its very nature and culture is so solidly family that it was a little bit more difficult. But for black America, man, this just devastated. It devastated black families. So, you know, to the point now, what do you got, 70% plus of black kids are without a father? And then you look at the statistics of what happens to kids that do not have a father in the household. What are their chances of success? I mean, it's an uphill battle. It's crazy. And like we were talking the other day, you know, particularly these young girls who, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, and they end up hanging around with these knuckleheads, you know, and they get pregnant by them, and they don't even realize what they're doing. You know, what they're doing with their lives and their futures. And even, you know, like today, in today's statistics, I mean, you're talking, you bring a child into this world today, you're looking at about $17,000 a year just to take care of that child. Okay? Now, here's, you know, a good number of these young girls, they're not even out of high school. Or they're not even out of college. They don't even have a way to, you know, they can barely barely take care of themselves. Now all of a sudden they're going to bring a child into the picture. And on top of that, you've got a government, you've got an institution, the way this bureaucracy works, that discourages the dad to be around, right? So now you're going to raise that child by yourself. And after everything is said and done, you know, it's $17,000 a year. I think it totals, you know, what, over $250,000. Maybe about $280,000, I think, is what it is now. Over $280,000. Think about that. See, so it's almost like you want to get all the young girls around and let's talk reality, okay? Forget about all this transgenderism and you want to talk sex and everything like that. Let's get real here, okay? Let's bring the moms, let's bring the grandmas into the classroom and we're going to talk life. And we're going to talk about the choices that you can make, okay? And you've got this party, the Democratic Party, that goes around with this cute little bumper sticker idea. Oh, it's my body, my right. Sounds cute. But the thing is that happens is you get the third element that comes into place. Yes, it's your body, your right, and your responsibility. Okay, and unfortunately, the way the government has involved and interjected themselves in that element of responsibility is they've made it easy for guys to hit and run, okay? Not be there. You know, they don't have to worry about it. You know, especially if you go and have a government-supplied abortion. Okay, and really, you know, what is the government up in arms about? You know, in terms of this whole issue. And I've been insisting, you know, from a political aspect, we shouldn't be talking about abortion. It shouldn't be something to debate about. You know, getting pregnant, having a child, that is a personal responsibility. That is a medical situation. Something that, yes, it's your choice. You have a right to go in and talk to your doctor and make a decision. And hopefully the decision you make is for life. Because I will tell you, and there are so many millions of other women that will tell you, that if you make the wrong choice, it may seem like the expedient and convenient choice, but it's not. This is why there was a reversal of Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision to take it back to the states. Because it can be better handled at the state level. Because the Democratic Party, supported by Planned Parenthood, you know, which is a, you know, it's an enterprise, okay, and they make lots of money, but they tell you, oh, you know, it's not, you know, we're not only about abortion, we do all this other thing. We talk about health care and we're helping women, you know, make good health choices in that. Interesting. Okay, they say, according to the records, 97% of what they do is for women's health care, right? Well, if that was the case, why have over 50% of Planned Parenthood facilities closed down? If it's about women's health care and they do well and they're able to, you know, that business model works so successfully for them, why did they go out of business? We're not fooling anybody. You know why they went out of business. Because they're in the abortion business. And when they can't do abortions and it's not government subsidized anymore, their model falls apart. See, and this is the other issue. You see, they want it at a federal level, because if it's a federal level, then somehow they can justify using taxpayer money. And all of a sudden now, hey, look it, you may not be the baby daddy, but we're the baby family. You know, the American taxpayer is part and parcel of this deal, and now we're involved in somebody else's choice. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Steve Bonta, he can run, he can hide, but we'll catch him sooner or later. And he's with us. Steve is the executive senior editor with New American Magazine. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. You tracked me down.
Yeah, we did. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Anytime I can get you on the show here, it's always an honor and a privilege. And we've got 10 minutes to make the most of here real quick. You know, the big question that you addressed was what's behind the UAW strike? Well, in last night's debate, you know, there was an appropriate answer. Lots of questions, maybe a lot of inappropriate answers, but, you know, there was one guy on the stage that, you know, brought it to point, and you know, he spoke quite clearly. The problem is once he did such a great job in answering that question, the moderators decided to ignore him most of the rest of the evening.
Right. I did not watch the whole debate, so I only watched part of it. I was focusing on the Trump speech, to be perfectly honest.
Well, you know, and I was switching back and forth, and I understand. And it's probably just as well, because when you watched, and I watched most of it, I'm going, you know, Trump is really smart not to be involved in this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a food fight without food. It was absolutely juvenile. And it was unfortunate because the thing is, the way I looked at it, my assessment, Steve, is that the RNC, I mean, this is kind of their crown jewel. This is their time to shine, you know, in front of the American people and talk about conservative values, Republican values, all these good things. And they turned it into kind of a NASCAR crash race, you know, that people go and...
Yeah, I saw enough of it to see that. And it was, you know, I mean, the problem is that they're not really offering, aside from Trump and to a limited extent Mr. Ramaswamy, mm-hmm. they don't seem to be offering anything new. Except, you know, the same old bromides that, frankly, people are tired of, not necessarily because they're wrong, but because they never deliver on them. They always, you know, promise big and then do nothing once elected. And I think the perception, which is now showing up in the polls, is that, you know, if Trump is reelected, he probably will do more and will disappoint less than any of the other candidates.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to look at it. It's like, you know, times and season. What kind of president? I mean, let's just start with a clean slate. The government is compromised. It's corrupt. Unbelievably, you got factions of the deep state. It's not just the deep state. I used to say we had four branches of government, the deep state. And then I was schooled and said, no, you got to break that deep state into three factions. You've got the administrative state, which is one part. Yes. The other part is the intelligence community, Justice Department and that. And the third are the NGOs. So those three levels are part and parcel of the deep state. So that gives us six branches of government in total. Okay, so that being the case, and people understanding, and the majority of Americans believing and understanding that we're on the wrong track, that we need to square this out. Who can go in and have the gravitas to put it all on the line and, like a wrecking ball, go right through this mess? Because it's like when I was in business, there was a period of time when we were dealing with... we were dealing with lots of bankruptcy attorneys, and that was the season. And you just knew that you were only going to fix these businesses by bringing a bankruptcy attorney into the company, because you had some hard decisions to make. And these owners, they didn't want to let their cousin Jeff go, because cousin Jeff had just been doing nothing and been a hindrance to the organization. So some of these sacred cows needed to be exited, and bankruptcy attorneys were real good in being able to go and say, look, this is just about the survival of the business, nothing personal. But if you want the business to survive, these are the hard decisions that you got to make. And I think the country is at that point, at $33 trillion in debt. We can't afford to continue this, Steve. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, not to go to perhaps another subject, but you know, this impending government shutdown. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm impressed at the resolve of people like Matt Gaetz and these other, bomb throwers, as they're caricatured as in the mainstream media. In the House, I want to believe that they'll actually stand their ground for a change and not cave in, as has been the case in the past.
Mm-hmm. I'm like you. I hope so. Because that encourages me. Yeah, you're right. And I think it encourages a lot of people out there who sit there and go, wait a minute. We are at this inflation level that we are right now because we've overspent. We got the wrong guy in office. He's killing coal. And he's doing everything he can to exacerbate the problem. And meanwhile, he's lying to us and telling us that it's working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and the arguments against a shutdown, amount to how dare you. That's really what it amounts to. If you listen to all of the outraged commentary and, you know, in the mainstream media and, of course, in among Democrats, it's basically, how dare you? You can't do this. No, no, no. And it's not, well, you know, maybe we should have to shut things down, you know, work these out, pass separate appropriations bills, take a different track, because we're bankrupting the country. It's right. How dare you, you know? And, yes. And I think the people, American people, are starting to see through this in a way that hasn't been the case since maybe the mid-90s. I mean, people forget that back then they shut the government down for 3 weeks. And the Republicans, I don't know, they achieved too much, but they didn't pay a price at the ballot box. So, you know, so this idea that, well, you know, everyone's going to blame the Republicans and they will pay massively next year in the elections if they shut down the government may well not be the case. I think people are largely, you know, are listening to what the Matt Gaetzes of the world have to say about this. And this is a problem. And Donald Trump, frankly, has not been the solution. I mean, he certainly is complicit in running up the debt, too, when he was president the first time. So this is a massive problem.
Well, and I was talking to an economist earlier, Steve, because, you know, Joe Biden and everybody, you know, Chris Christie, well, Donald Trump ran up the debt, you know, $7.8 trillion. Wait a minute. Let's put it in context. We were dealing with a pandemic, number one. Number two is that he followed a Democrat regime, an administration in Obama Biden, they emptied out the cupboards. So here we go. We need emergency equipment. They go to the cupboards and, hey, boss, there's nothing there. What do you mean there's nothing there? There's no ventilators. There's no PPE. What are you talking about? No, we have bupkis. We got a pandemic on our hands. We need PPE. We need ventilators. So now, so what are you going to do? That costs money, and you've got to go to General Motors and say, hey, look at, let's take everything offline here. We're going to set the cars aside, and we need you to focus on ventilators. And so, like crazy, but his leadership got him to do that. But there's a cost for all that stuff. You've got to keep that in context. It's not like Donald Trump just sat there and said, oh, well, I'm going to take $7 trillion, and I'm going to pay off all these political debts, and I'm going to choose winners and losers like the Democrats have done. You know, I don't see, unless I'm missing something, Steve, I didn't see it that way. I saw the spending was reactive spending to an emergency. But the Democrats not letting a good a good crisis go to waste. They go, oh, the Treasury's open. We owe all these political debts because we messed up and we didn't elect Hillary Clinton. So we got to pay all those guys off. And so here we are.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you compare it to World War II, obviously we ran up gargantuan debts during that war. The difference being, you know, that was a monumental crisis, greater than COVID. But after the war was over, what did we do? You know, obviously there were elements that didn't want to do it, but a lot of that administrative state and all that stuff was ended by Congress. Mm-hmm. And that was part of the reason for the post-war boom that we enjoyed, is that the cost of government went down massively, and the debt was paid down very considerably.
Right.
And whereas obviously Biden, post-COVID, has done precisely the opposite, has seized upon it as an opportunity to aggrandize the government even more.
Well, you know, that's his middle name, opposite. Anything that is going to serve our benefit, he does just the opposite. And it's, you know, it's not by accident. It's not like, oh, gosh, I made a mistake. I mean, this is by design, Steve. I mean, they are purposely destroying the foundational elements of this great American experiment, in my humble opinion.
No, your humble opinion is spot on.
So what do we do?
Well, we see what happens in the short term with the shutdown crisis, so-called, and in the long term with next year's elections, and hope for the best.
Got to vote, and we've got to be as aggressive in securing the vote as the Democrats are, and go in, and if you can ballot harvest, go ballot harvest. Go get your friends. Don't go to the polling stations alone. Vote early, and as they would say, vote often. Right.
I know you're being facetious, but it's a good
only
thing.
Partially.
Yeah.
You got it.
It'll be harder for them to commit fraud next year, when one hopes.
Thank you, Steve Bontas. Take care.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Update. Last night's Republican presidential debate went on without frontrunner Donald Trump, and it went on and on and on with everyone talking over each other. House Republicans will hold the first public hearing in their impeachment investigation of President Biden today. The American soldier released from North Korea this week, arriving in Texas overnight. U.S. authorities took custody of 23-year-old Travis King yesterday at the China-Korea border. Weekly jobless claims are up a bit. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 23rd came in at 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous report. A groundbreaking marijuana bill is advancing in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, each October is recognized as National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. This is to remind all of us, consumers and businesses alike, of the need for protection from criminals. Yes, they're out there, and they're getting smarter, it seems, every week. And joining us today is Mike Corrales of Verizon, who is one of the top cybersecurity experts in the nation. Now, Mike leads a team of more than 800 at Verizon that helps small and mid-sized businesses how to leverage technology and manage solutions that are safe and efficient. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me. This is an important topic, and I'm excited to talk about cybersecurity with folks.
Well, exactly. And as I was sharing with the audience in the opening here, they're getting smarter and more devious at every turn. We have to maintain a committed vigilance in order to offset their shenanigans, don't we?
Oh, 100%, right? Because if you think about the economy in SMB businesses in the last couple of years, everyone rushed to digital, right? Whether it was the pandemic, whether it's competitive, right? And with that, cybercrime has increased. We, through a study we do called the Data Breach Investigation Report, saw almost 23% of all cyber breaches were against SMB businesses. And the National Cyber Alliance published a study that said if you had a breach, 60% of those businesses literally go out of business within 6 months. So it's dire.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. It's almost like small businesses have become, you know, what banks were in the yesteryears, how the criminals used to go rob the small banks and that. You know, the cybersecurity criminals have targeted small businesses because, you know, what you're suggesting is they're ripe for the picking, aren't they?
You're 100% right, right? Because if you're a small business, you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you're a chef, you own a flower shop, a dry cleaner, you're not an expert, and you're viewed as an easy target because you may not have the right cybersecurity strategy to protect yourself.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is, Mike, you know these small businesses, as you say, they're about, you know, working their butts off, you know, trying to keep, you know, and stay in business, provide for their families, provide for their employees, and then, you know, thank you very much. We got these idiots who come in and want to steal from us.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. And by the way, literally 83% of breaches come from outside your organization. But one of your biggest risks are your employees, but not exactly. In a malicious way.
Right.
They just make a mistake, right? You know, I clicked on an email or a text message. I provided a password I shouldn't have. I haven't changed my password. Maybe you haven't updated your laptop software or the router that provides internet or your smartphone software. You know, so there's lots of risks out there, whether it's, you know, social engineering like pretexting and phishing attacks where people make up scenarios to get information, or it's vulnerabilities that you know, criminals are trying to take advantage of.
Yeah, Mike, and to your point, we shouldn't underestimate these criminals. I mean, they're doing this because it works, and every time they get somebody, and you know, and they find something that works, it's like it's spread throughout the network, and it just compounds itself, doesn't it?
No, it totally does, and that's where technology can hurt, right? So with automation and bots and AI, they can find a vulnerability, and they're constantly probing to attack. So your vigilance needs to be high. Mm-hmm. And if you're not an expert, you need to work with a reputable company that can advise you on what you need to do. And you also, by reputable, you got to make sure that when you're giving your credit card information or your banking information and you're attaching it to somebody's, your account, mm-hmm. they're reputable. They have a cybersecurity policy. They haven't had a lot of breaches because they can get your information and then all of a sudden create new accounts to connect to your bank account and do things. So it's a pretty scary world out there from a financial perspective.
Right. It is amazing what they're able to do. Mike, I'm sure with all the experience and the businesses, small businesses that have been affected, you've got some stories to talk about when we're talking about the threats that these small businesses are facing. Can you share some with us?
Yeah, so I think that there's lots of stories. A lot of them I don't like to disclose, but I'll give you a recent example without naming any companies. But there's a newer threat out there called SIM swapping, right? So there's a trend to do what's called dual-factor authentication, right? Mm-hmm. So think about, like, you register your cell phone number with a reputable online distributor, and they send you a text message with a passcode to authenticate. Well, if you fall victim to a pretexting attack and they're able to get enough information on you, they could call, like, your wireless provider and get them to move your phone number from your device to a SIM card that they have in a device that they have. And if they have your account information, now they can go to log in. That reputable business sends you the two-factor authentication text message with the passcode, and it no longer goes to you. It goes to them.
Exactly.
And then they can log in, order whatever they want, set up accounts, whatever they want, take your money. So there are serious concerns that folks have, and there are ways to prevent that stuff and to protect yourself. And that's the advice that Verizon offers to give to small businesses across the country.
Well, good time to break it down. Share with us some of the tools and solutions that small business owners can use to protect their businesses, you know, brought to you by Verizon.
Yeah, so first and foremost, I would say work with reputable companies. If you're putting your bank account information in there, your credit card information into any application or any tool, make sure they're reputable, understand if they've had cyber breaches or not. Anytime you're making a tech transition, talk about cybersecurity. If they're someone's not talking about it with you, that's a problem just from the start. Do your software updates, do employee training. That's kind of like the table stakes. Yeah. Then you need software that manages all your endpoints, your laptops, your router that is at home or in your office, your smartphone, your tablet. You need threat defense software on those that protects you automatically and scan out stuff before it reaches you. And then Verizon, we even have network layers technology. So folks don't realize how big we are. A third of the world's internet rides our fiber backbone. So we've seen it all and do it all. So we launched a product that's network-based earlier this year that literally cleans like bad actors, malware, software, spam from ever reaching your devices to add another layer of protection. So there's lots of different things that are out there. There's some basic fundamentals, and then there's some software that you can help yourself with.
I'll tell you, Mike, it sounds like you've got a lot of available tools, and so it's up to us to be in touch with Verizon and to talk to the experts there that can come up with a plan that will fit, you know, our small business and operations that, you know, will help us a long way, because these cyber, you know, these cyber thieves are just getting better at it all the time. Mike Corrales is of Verizon, is one of the top cybersecurity experts in the nation. Mike, we got about a minute and a half left here, and I just want to turn it over to you and let you summarize and encourage our audience, our listeners, you know, what they can do to protect themselves. Now, just a sidebar question here. You know, some people feel, they say, well, I'm on Apple, you know, they're pretty well protected. Is that still the case? I mean, there are people that are, you know, operating under an Apple software operating system versus you know, a traditional computer, are they more or less safe?
So, you know, Apple's a great company. They have a ton of security. You need to do software updates, but you still need security software. You need software to manage the endpoint devices. You need threat protection software. No matter who the manufacturer is, you need extra software. And then there's the app. Applications and the websites that you're going to that also create risk. As far as where Verizon can help, and to summarize the conversation, advice is go to verizon.com/business. We have a whole section on cybersecurity. You can learn and read. You can download our deep data breach investigation report. It's free.
Great advice from Mike Corrales. Thank you for being with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, and you know who we've got, Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Ted, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's always fun to talk to you. I'm usually telling you the date that I'm talking to you, and I won't do that today because you always say, wait a minute, this airs in a couple of days. So that's okay.
But, you know, hey, look at, we are fully transparent, right? When it's live, it's live. When it's pre-record, we tell you that. Yeah, it's just the way we have to live, so not a problem. Well, you've got lots of good things to talk about. Let's talk about, you know, faith overcoming fear with this new movie, On Fire. I got to tell you, I was a little nervous watching this because, you know, our daughter just barely escaped the situation there in Lahaina in Maui, Hawaii recently. So this brought some flashbacks, as you can imagine.
Well, On Fire is based loosely on a true story, and it's written by a guy who won the Kairos Prize a couple of years ago. So, you know, he said, well, we've got it coming out, and then they got a few more theaters. They have to have 750 theaters for us to look at it. And it's a story of a family trapped by a devastating forest fire. Now, Bill, I've been around for a long time. There's been a lot of movies like this since the 1930s. Right. But it's very exciting. And it's written by a Kairos Prize winner, as I said. It's about a family who's trying to escape the fire and they get split up. And will their faith triumph? The unfortunate thing, and I don't know how to break it to my friend who thinks that his award at the Movie Guide Awards is the best thing that ever happened to him, is they put a lot of foul language in it, 26 obscenities and profanities, so we gave it an extreme caution, and you don't need that, and there's a little bit of violence, a woman catches on fire, you don't see much of it, it's you know, it would be a much better movie if they'd taken out the foul language. You know, we've got our friend who made A Million Miles Away, which is one of my favorite movies, and he didn't have any foul language. What a nice thing to watch a movie without foul language.
Right. Well, you know, and to me, you know, foul language is like, what do we call it? You know, reverb for musicians, distortion. When you have distortion and reverb, you're hiding your skill level. You know, it's like me on the dance floor. Give me a strobe light and a disco ball, and man, I can move. So
I'm just saying. I understand sometimes, you know, we want to hide things, but, you know, with entertainment, I'm like you. I mean, you know, give it to me straight. Let's be creative. It's kind of like the difference of yesterday, like you and I, when we grew up with the comedians like Bob Hope and Red Skelton versus the modern day comedians that you can tell when they panic. Because when they panic, all of a sudden the language comes flying out, doesn't it?
And I knew most of those people. So, you know, my father was a star on Broadway from 1946 to 1986 and starred in movies. So a lot of those people were friends. Anyway.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. All right. So moving on, as they would say, our next movie that we're going to talk about, if I can find my notes here from Maggie, unless you've got it real quick, Andy.
Identity Crisis.
Yes, okay.
And the writer of Identity Crisis is a friend of ours. She won a movie guy, Kairos Prize Award to Alexander Roland.
Right.
The producer, executive producer, took my class in 2015. The producer put up the money, has known me for years, and I've had him speak. So, you know, I feel like all these movies now are being self-serving. But it's a fun movie. It's about a girl who's a bookworm. She has a crush on the big man on campus, Trevor, but Madison, you know, doesn't have any courage to talk to him. So she finds an old computer from the 1990s cloning experience and produces a clone. Mm-hmm. And the clone has all the qualities that Madison doesn't have. So she aces the science class.
Ooh,
she impresses the friend. She wins Trevor. And now Madison doesn't have a life. And she's got to, you know, either step up and become the person she's always wanted to be. And then, of course, the question that I had as I was looking at all this is, how does she get rid of the clone? But,
exactly.
Friends who make
once you send in the clones, it's tough to get rid of them, right?
That's right. Are they real? Are they people? Are they AI?
Yeah.
What are they?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and can you imagine how their friends would relate to it, right? I mean, it's like, I mean, it's tough enough as it is growing up. And, of course, I wish I would have been able to talk to my younger self, my older self, talk to my younger self in saying, look at your identity needs to be anchored in the one who created you. And once you get that connection, boy, your whole world is turned upside down, and you've got this 800,000-pound gorilla that's lifted off your chest, right?
Well, that's basically what happens in the movie. So you're not supposed to give away all the rest of the movie, Bill. So,
well, I'm sorry if I talked about the animals and that sort of thing, because I I'm animal centric, so But I'm so grateful that you put up with me, Ted. You know, you were just way too kind. Yeah, well, exactly. Okay, so, but you gave it a plus three, though.
Yeah, it's a very good, but it's on video. I don't know why they didn't get distribution, because Trey has done the producer, one of our award-winning movies, Blue Miracle. He took the class in 2015. Vertical Entertainment should have gotten it in theaters. They should have gotten it on a big streaming service, but they didn't. But it's a good movie, and it's worth watching, and it'll help teenagers.
Let me ask you something here real quick, because oftentimes, you know, we talk about, you know, the people who've gone through your class. They've, you know these people personally. They've asked for your advice. Do you feel like sometimes like Mr. Holland's opus or something? I mean, because you're so attached to these movies and to the people particularly that have a desire to make movies. It's just got to give you some sense of fulfillment and gratification that you've been able to add to their lives.
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, yesterday a guy who struggled for 17 years to get his movie made. He took my class. I taught him how to rewrite the script. He rewrote it. We vetted it. He sold it to Ron Howard. It was the number one movie on MGM Plus. And now one of the biggest producers in Hollywood is trying to buy the second rights, and Mark Wahlberg wants to be in it. And I made a joke to him, and I said, oh, you got to put my name on there as a credit. And he said, oh, of course we'll do that. I said, don't you dare, because if I give the movie a bad review, I don't want my name on there. If I give it a good review, I don't want it to look like I'm self-serving. And
exactly.
The point
you
of
can't
all
win for losing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is not, you know, necessarily Trey or any of these people. The point of this is the audience, the kids. I want them to see clean movies. Mm-hmm. We want to redeem the media. And it doesn't really matter who gets the credit as long as the job gets done. And the more you help other people succeed, the more you succeed. So I love
Mr.
Holocopus, but I don't want that big party at the end, you know, where everybody is giving him the nod that he changed their lives. So I'm more interested in changing, you know, the entertainment industry for Christ.
But sometimes it's okay to have a moment. You know, and I think that's what that movie, if we can just dwell on it for just a moment, because so often we're going through life and next thing you know, 50 years down the road, and maybe along the way you have a little bit of a crisis and go, you know, is that all there is? You know, what was I doing this for? Did I have any impact? And then all of a sudden you get affirmation from people. And sometimes it's a surprise. Sometimes it's the least likely person who says, you know, that you did something or you said something, or you smiled at the right time, and it made such a great impact on their lives. I mean, this is the grace of God. This is the miracle of God. This is why God wants us to be able to relate to one another, right?
Well, you know, Bill, when we get to heaven, we're going to get a crown. And your crown is going to be gigantic.
I'm dumping. You know where I'm throwing that crown, buddy. That is not going to be hanging around very long. Amen. Amen. Right where it belongs. Right.
Yep. That's the only place it belongs. And, you know, today I was listening to Charles Stanley, and he's talking about how many people have gone to heaven that you know. And one went yesterday. I mean, every day I have somebody who's in Hollywood who's come to Christ. I mean, there are many of these people that have come to Christ, and I'm very happy for it. But as Billy Graham said, it's not up to us, it's up to God. And I'm grateful that I could be, you know, just witnessing the miracles that happen.
Here at this time, our appointed time, Ted. A little over a minute left, real quick, sex education. Netflix targets sexually explicit content at teens in this movie, huh?
Well, we publish these articles all the time. It's very important. I teach cognitive development theory and media literacy. About 31% of the people who watch have the propensity that they want to copy it. About 11% of the people who watch violence want to copy it. 31% of the people who watch sex. That means that about 70% of the people, you know, watch it and say, this doesn't do anything. And so they don't understand that you're really, it's a propensity. What we used to call it in cognitive development theory is mainlining. You're mainlining your susceptibility. And you're turning those kids into hypersexual individuals.
And exactly.
This whole program, and I know a lot of the people in Netflix. I mean, one of them is the girl exposes her breast to entice the boy, and their sex toys and erotic and genitalia.
Yeah.
I mean, this has got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop when people stop watching it and people start complaining to Netflix that this is not what we want our kids to see.
Exactly. Let's just not consume it, Dr. Ted. I agree with you. Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, my friend. You take care. Be blessed.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other net.